And now this is a dictation. For Daniel Broman, Broman, October 25, 1940. It's actually Brahman, Braman. Address as a letter to Dr. Sarve Pali. SARVSINVICTOR EPALLI 866-419-3504. Dear Dr. Sarve Pali, consultation for Mr. Brahman with a change of kidney function. Comes accompanied with grandson. He mentioned progressive weight loss, at least 40 pounds over the last 6 months, 2 meals a day, denies nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, abdominal pain or reflux. He has constipation but no blood melena, urine flow decrease. However, no hesitation, no stopping, no cloudiness blood, minimal nocturia, minimal incontinence. He still has his prostate. There has been no recurrent infection or history of kidney stones. He's hard of hearing. He has chronic edema, but improving. Prior heart disease, bypass surgery. Denies chest pain, palpitation, lightheadedness, has chronic dyspnea, but has not required any supplemental oxygen. He denies purulent material hemoptysis, denies sleep apnea, orthopnea, PND, or CPAP machine. Some bruises of the skin, probably from aspirin, no bleeding nose or gums. He has dentures. Denies anti-inflammatory agents. Does have some arthritis like shoulders. Next paragraph, past medical history, obesity, hyperlipidemia, question prior hypertension, coronary artery disease requiring a 2-3 vessel bypass. This was done at Grand Rapids, December 2023. No complications. He's not aware of congestive heart failure, valve abnormalities, or arrhythmia. He denies diabetes, no deep thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, no TAS stroke, no seizures. Denies gastrointestinal bleeding, anemia, blood transfusion, or liver disease. There has been prior pneumonia, and apparently there was pleural effusion, thoracocentesis, but no malignancy. Question infection. Prior history of gout, psoriasis within the last 6 months, pustular type requiring aggressive immunosuppressant. Next paragraph, surgeries including 3-vessel coronary artery bypass, umbilical hernia, bilateral length implant, right-sided carpal tunnel. Next paragraph, no reported allergies. Next paragraph, does chew tobacco, minimal exposure to alcohol, smoking as a young person, no drugs, no family history of kidney disease. Next paragraph, medication list review, Lipitor, Coric, Demadex, thyroid, potassium replacement, folic acid, aspirin, iron, vitamins, no anti-inflammatory agents. For his prostate, He is on Dutasterai, D as in David, U-T-A-S-T-E-R-I-D-E. Avodart, A-V as in Victor, O-D-A-R-T. Prior allopurinol, Flomax, ACTC, Losartan, and methotrexate was discontinued. Next paragraph on physical exam. Weight 261. Blood pressure 140/74 on the right, 130/70 on the left. Obesity, hard of hearing, no respiratory distress, very pleasant, alert oriented time 3, normal eye movement. Has dentures, no facial asymmetry, no mucosal abnormalities, no carotid bruise, thyroid lymph nodes, distant clear lungs, no pericardial wrap, obesity of the abdomen, no masses, no tender, no ascites, minimal peripheral edema, some stasis changes, no focal deficits. Next paragraph. His kidney function was normal with a creatinine between 0.8 and 0.9 until May 2024. This is already 6-7 months after bypass surgery, so I'm not going to blame to the bypass. September 2024, creatinine start to rise, 1.5, 1.9, 2.2, 2.1, 1.8, 1.5, and now December at 1.73. Representing a GFR of 38, stage 3B, a normal sodium potassium, bicarbonate elevated, a low protein, low albumin, corrected calcium normal, liver function test not elevated. There was recent anemia around 9.3, large red blood cells 105, a normal white blood cell platelet. Hepatitis B and C was negative. Testing for tuberculosis with QuantiFERON was also negative. And this was done because of immunosuppressant methotrexate. Next paragraph, back in October last year, a kidney ultrasound, 13.2 on the right, 14.5 on the left, no obstruction. There is bilateral cyst, quite large. Some of them by radiology reported as complex. No reported urinary retention. No history of polycystic kidney disease. no prior CT scan imaging. Within the last year, negative venous Doppler for thrombosis. Review discharge summaries from October times two last year. He was treated for generalized pustular psoriasis. Next paragraph. The last echo available. Is from January 2024. Normal ejection fraction. Normal right ventricle. No valve abnormalities. Inferior vena cava was dilated. Evidence for CHF, diastolic type. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Progressive chronic kidney disease. Presently a stage 3B. No symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. Normal kidney size without obstruction or urinary retention. Does have bilateral large cyst. Etiology unknown. This is not the behavior for hypertension. He does not appear to be in CHF decompensation. A number of medications has been discontinued. We'll see if that makes a difference on kidney function. I'm requesting blood tests to be drawn again. We will update urine sample. Previously, no activity for blood protein or cells on nephrotic syndrome. For completeness, we're going to check monoclonal protein and update anemia studies, including iron. I did not change any medications today. all issues discussed at length with the patient and family member. Down the road, we might do further studies for this complex cyst. Update PTH for secondary hyperparathyroidism. Update phosphorus for potential binders. Continue to follow end of dictation.